facts do not have opinions. Just don't let perfection be the enemy of the good. Self-love is really about self-respect and acceptance.
Welcome to a special bonus episode of The Whole View. A little holiday present from me, Stacey Toth, because Berkey is suing the EPA. They received a stop sell order this month, December 2023. And I want to share what I know as a 20-year veteran of both contract law and federal regulation, and as someone who just really loves a good deep dive into health and wellness. So let's get into it. Before we get started, a reminder to please take a moment to rate and review the show on whatever app or platform you're using. It's so important and helpful. And all of the opinions expressed in this podcast are my own. And this podcast is for general educational purposes and is not intended to diagnose, advise, or treat any physical or mental illness. I know a lot of you listeners out there probably own a Berkey water treatment system, so I apologize in advance for being the bearer of bad news, and I recognize that I'm not going to make any friends with this one, but unfortunately we need to talk about the Berkey water filter lawsuit against the EPA and ultimately why regulation, including certifications, are a good thing for you, the consumer. I dug into this after someone pointed it out to me and asked if I had been following the story, and immediately went down a rabbit hole and spent days researching, watching YouTube videos, reading the 49-page lawsuit. And I want to start by first understanding the law which the EPA determined Berkey to be violating. The FIFRA aims to define pesticides so they can be safely regulated. And I'm going to put a link in the show notes to that law, the lawsuit, and everything that I'm referencing. So feel free to go to realeverything.com and check out the show notes if you're looking for more. But for the sake of this podcast, I'll read essentially the part that really matters, which is that Berkey filters were said to contain silver and the intended purpose of that to, quote, prevent, destroy, or repel. And by definition, the EPA then asserts that Berkey needs to register their filter accordingly because that is how they define a pesticide. And in fact, in Berkey's own lawsuit, they admit that the EPA told them to do that in 2022 based on that 2007 requirement. They go on to then acknowledge understanding that the law requires licenses, and again, specifying that the 2007 law did include silver as a pesticide, all within their 49-page legal document. Here's where I, as a consumer, I'm just a little confounded. Why, Berkey, did you know all of this? And in fact, the EPA conducted an inspection in April of 2022, which Berkey outlines in their lawsuit, followed by a compliance call in May, but then Berkey didn't follow any regulatory requirements until the following 18 months later from a stop sell in December of 2023. And ultimately, how does this affect all of us as consumers? Is this just paperwork and, you know, overbearing government systems, or do we actually have something to be concerned about? Well, I think regardless, if you're of the mindset, for example, of Canadian-based Water Matters, they openly say they don't like three-letter agencies, but they stopped selling Berkey on their own after concerns that they saw in selling the product and using it themselves. And that's not the only issue. Canadian-based Water Matters stopped doing business with them, and both Iowa and California have banned the sales of Berkey. While others might just be of the mindset that we all as consumers deserve transparency, especially around health and safety claims. So I'm going to then go into the why. What are these health and safety claims? So Berkey has an extensive list of claims that they're making about their product for filtering out toxins and other ingredients. And for years, they've been recognized as an industry leader in this area. I know a lot of people Love their Berkey filters. It's a gravitational based system, but there's also filters within them. And I was shocked. I really was genuinely shocked that when I started looking into some of the test results of that system, that they did not substantiate quite a number of the claims that Berkey was making. And that's where, as consumers, we get so frustrated in what I talk about greenwashing a lot, right? Like where people can put claims or different kinds of marketing terms on their products that aren't actually substantiated and the brand isn't accountable to uphold to what those claims are. So I've talked about it before when products aren't adding intentional BPA or PFAS to a product and then saying that the product is PFAS free, but they're not actually testing the final product. And when it is tested, it has that ingredient, despite on the label, it would say PFAS free. So in this case, we learned ultimately that the FIFRA requires registration and license of the Berkey filter because it uses silver, which is, as far as I can tell, being used as a preventative for potentially mold or other pathogens. And that is being defined as a pesticide by the EPA. So the question is then, okay, is that actually harming the water that we're drinking? Is the silver or anything else in the water? So when we look at the actual tests, because Berkey does not abide by the voluntary standards, which I'm going to cover next, the only way that we know is to actually do the testing with third-party people who would evaluate water both before and after it would have gone through a Berkey filter. So one of the resources that I found was from the Water Filter Guru, who is on YouTube, and he has a couple of videos. The first one is specific to following the instructions that Berkey gives to create the system as most people at home would do it, and then running some water through, I think he said 50 gallons, before doing his test run. And even after doing all of that, the results found that the water had increased risk after it went through the Berkey from before. Like the water quality was actually reduced because of increased aluminum added to the water. It also didn't meet Berkey's own claims in a lot of areas where they say things will be reduced. So for example, they say it will completely eliminate fluoride, but he found that it was half of fluoride. And in other areas where it said it would take it down to zero, it was not down to zero. He goes into detail on all of that. I'm not gonna rehash that. It's his content and I will link to it so that you can watch or listen to that if you're interested. But that was just one of many sources that I found that had similar results. So there was also the New York Times, which went through an entire lab testing result, and they share inconsistent lab results as well, not mirroring Berkey's claims. So if I had to guess, again, my own opinion, why would Berkey not just abide, right? Like you think about this brand as literally being stopped at customs and being investigated by the EPA. And then a month later, having a compliance call with the EPA, who's telling them, assumably, hey, you're going to have to license these filters because they have silver in them. Or you're going to have to change your product to not be defined within the standards that we say are the standards for being defined as a pesticide. And Berkey did not change. Nothing changed. Like, why would I, as a brand, do that? I have worked in federal regulation for a really long time. I've never worked with a brand. Never. Not once have I worked with a brand who's had a government agency come in and say, you're at risk, right? Like, just being audited in and of itself puts brands on high alert. Like, you do not want to have to shut down your business. That costs huge amounts of money. It's a big problem. You never want to find yourself in that situation. So if the EPA is coming in and having a compliance call with them, which Berkey disclosed in their own lawsuit, 18 months later, nothing has changed according to the documentation that I read. So why? Why would that be the case? Well, the only thing I can think of is that if Berkey were to go for the licenses or try to get certified for the standards voluntarily defined in other areas, then, which we're going to talk about in a minute, then they would be accountable to some of the claims that they're making, which at the very least aren't consistent. I am willing to concede that maybe in some cases, because in all of these tests, the results were different from every single person. It could be based on how you're putting it together. It could also be based on inconsistencies with the actual product and materials themselves. Maybe the way that the gravitational filter system works is that you cannot get consistent results. I don't know. I'm not the manufacturer of this product, and I'm not making a claim that it's reducing things to zero. But if I was, I would 100% be figuring out how to do that on a consistent basis if I'm claiming that it's 100%. Regardless, nothing was done. Another thing that really was a red flag for me was the fact that Berkey does not comply with NSF's ANDI standards. What are those? So National Science Foundation has, among other things that they do, created a system, a safety standard system and certification process for water treatment residential products, which are not otherwise governed by the federal government for home use. And what the New York Times found in that Wirecutter article that I was mentioning earlier is that there was absolutely no way that Berkey's claim of the 3,000 gallons, which their filter was supposedly would meet the standards of, there's absolutely no way that it could meet NSF's standards on any level. Because in order to get the safe water level, they found that you needed to flush hundreds of gallons of water through before use. So let's not even talk about the sustainability of that. We're talking about home and residential use. We're not wanting to, me personally, I do not want to run hundreds of gallons of water through a filter system before it's safe for use. Let's just say we're going to follow those standards, even though that's not what's on the instructions. And even though no residential consumer wants to flush hundreds of gallons away, and that's a sustainability issue. Let's just set all of that aside and say, okay, we're going to flush what we need to get to the place where then this filter is meeting the requirement. The problem that the New York Times specified is that it was no longer met the criteria where things were being properly filtered to meet the claims that Berkey was making stopped at 1,100 gallons. So there's absolutely no way that their claim of 3,000 gallons per filter could possibly be true, and thus could not meet NSF standards. What are NSF standards? So the National Science Foundation, fun fact, I actually worked in a building that shared space with them, and good people, lots of good work being done. In general, they are focused on public health, and they've created standards specifically, as I said, towards water treatment systems, but they also cover a lot of other things, and they're a trusted authority for health standards, testing, certification, water, health products, and the environment from a non-governmental perspective. Essentially, they're a nonprofit that's looking out for you, the consumer. Because no federal regulations exist in specifically this area for residential water treatment filters, purifiers, and reverse osmosis systems, but in a lot of different areas, as I'm sure won't surprise you to hear. So they have voluntary national standards through the National Science Foundation, protocols that brands can follow to ensure that they've developed a product for minimum safety and performance requirements to treat drinking water. For me, as a consumer, when I am spending money specifically on something for my health and wellness, that's not to say that everything in my life is for health and wellness. That is to say, when I am spending money and time and resources towards a product that is making a claim, I want consistency in that claim and I want transparency on it. And I am very disappointed and sad to report that on all of these fronts, I'm not seeing that when I was investigating into the lawsuit. And that's sad because this is the lawsuit that Berkey is making on the EPA. So specifically, they're asking for injunctive relief. They're asking for the court to pause the stop sell, to essentially allow them to continue to sell. So they make a lot of claims in their lawsuit about how this has been a requirement since 2007, but the EPA never enforced it until 2022, and therefore they should be allowed to continue to sell this product. And what in a lot of cases injunctive relief does is it allows for time for parties to kind of like negotiate and come up with a concept, or in the case of a product, maybe Berkey has a plan, right? Like whatever that might be. And until then, you've allowed us to sell this product for this long. Let us continue to sell it without the pesticide licensure for another, let's say, year. And then we'll solve that problem at that time. I think where I am as a consumer is like, one, you knew about this from the spring of 2022 and never did anything. You were given a very long warning. And two, why do you have a problem with the licensure and certification? Like, why is the transparency and the engagement such a problem? And I know that there are a lot of people and brands out there who don't like a lot of government oversight and who want to operate within their own environment. And I hope that understanding what some of these third-party results are gives clarification that mindset of like, I don't want some third party coming in and finding out all my secrets. It's none of their business. It's my business and my relationship between my product and the consumer. And I would argue that is only the case if you have some sort of third party validation to ensure that the promises the brand and product are making to the consumer are what you say they are. And in this case, I am not seeing in the research that I have done and the things that I've read and the videos that I've watched where that is the case. I am seeing that there is inconsistency. I am seeing that there are claims that are not being validated. I am concerned that individuals are spending large amount of money because they're marketed and told something that is not validated when we look at the science. And that is where things like the National Science Foundation or regulation by a government agency can be incredibly beneficial to the consumer. We need to have some sort of requirement if we're making especially a health and safety claim. So it seems obvious to me from my research that Berkey couldn't back up their claims. But again, that's my opinion. And I don't know everything. I am, of course, not privy to all of the things that are happening. I am only looking at the research that was available to me in the space and time that I was doing it. But I will say that I can see from their behavior of refusing to cooperate after warnings and all of these kinds of things that if I were a Berkey user, which I haven't been, I would definitely be using a different brand of filter. So Water Matters is one of the companies that had some really good information that was not, I mean, there's a ton of brands out there with a lot of information that's very skewed. Of course, they have a bias because they sell products, but they sell a lot of different brands of products. And so their stance and their information was actually really helpful for me when I was looking at alternatives and recommendations. So they're a Canadian-based company. It's watermatters.ca. And you can see their specific recommendations for ceramic filters. And I will put some links in the show notes for you as well. I personally use a reverse osmosis system, which we actually talked about way back on episode 406 when we talked about water overall. So definitely go back and listen to that show if this is a topic that interests you. I know for me personally, my mother lived in a county that had a PFAS exposure where the city actually recommended that people not drink tap water. And so I actually lent her that system during that time because Otherwise, she was told she needed to buy bottled water. So reverse osmosis system is really great. It's also expensive. We have one installed under our sink now because that's much more convenient. And my mother has my other one. So I would say as a consumer, just making sure when you're looking at these things, looking for something that has disclosed safety testing. And in this case for water treatment, you're going to be looking for the National Science Foundation's standards. That's NSF/ANDI on whatever product you're buying. And then you're going to know that it's been tested by a third party and that any claims that are being made are substantiated. And if you like this kind of regulatory review, I would love to know what else you want to learn more about. This is my jam. This not only is something that I have incredible experience with, but it's also something that interests me deeply. I love researching and I have a very unique set of skills to be able to dive through contractual documentation and lawsuits and all that kind of stuff to read between the lines and help break it down for you. So I would love to do this on more things. It's a little bit like my own version of Erin Brockovich work, maybe, you know, a little bit of the toe that she had, I can exist within that space. But I hope that this was helpful for you. And if you have any follow-up questions, I did a series on Instagram, 3 videos where I showed all the articles and the quotes on a green screen. You can check out there and you can message me or you can, you know, reach out to me through email, through all those different methods to let me know. I would love to hear what topics you want to learn more about. And you can support my work through leaving a review on this podcast, subscribing to the podcast, and checking out realeverything.com using any of the links on my website, in the show notes, all those things obviously helps as well. Thank you for being here. Happy holidays. I hope this was helpful. I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news. But I know that when we know better, we can do better. And in an unexpected turn of events, 48 hours after I recorded this show, BerkeyFilters.com sent out an email saying that everything must go. And I quote, "With a heavy heart, we must announce that BerkeyFilters.com, your trusted distributor of Berkey products, is closing its door. As we navigate this difficult situation, we are deeply grateful for the trust and loyalty you've shown us over the many years. In our final days, we invite you to participate in our liquidation event, which will run through December 21st, 2023. I want to point out that this does not mean that Berkey themselves is closing the way that a lot of companies work. You partition out certain portions. And it's very specific that BerkeyFilters.com is closing its door and does not say anything about the brand and the future of all of that. And in fact, the brand referred to in the lawsuit is referred to as an umbrella company under a different name. So I don't know what this means, but I'm going to watch it and I will update on social or anywhere else to make sure that you can stay informed if you are as curious as I am about how this will unfold. But ultimately, I hope this podcast has been helpful to educate and inform your purchasing decisions as it relates to ensuring the products that you are carefully selecting and paying for meet the criteria that you expect them to.